Sorry, you're tweeting there. I guess they're nervous today. It's just one of those days. Birds, we've got some special stuff today. Anniversary week continues. In fact, we have a bird thing happening right off the bat here. This is from someone who will be joining us live this hour. Hear that? It's time to start the show. This is Drum Speak. Called Cocos Nucifera. What's that mean? I don't know. We're going to find out this hour when Drum Speak joins us live. Are you ready? We're going to drum our way into a new consciousness. We're making some guacamole.
So, you know me love my belly cause I just summer grow. And my favorite thing in bring for me is avocado. Avocado, me love the 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 avocado. And when the pear not in the season, still him know I'm a wall. The steam up with the shell and on the open fire. And everything me need, you know my king deliver. But hype my affection with the sweet collie draw. Sweet collie draw, me love the sweet collie draw. Sweet collie draw, me love the sweet collie draw. Sweet collie draw, me love the sweet collie draw. Sweet collie draw, me love the sweet collie draw. To treat my little body with the right remedy. Right remedy, him have 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 the right remedy. Him teach me all the principles him learned from the land. And as a me alone, him have me not for sharing passion. No girl around can intervene cause she no know what I want. Perfect specimen of him, me humble lion. Humble lion, me mama, humble lion. Humble lion, me mama, humble lion. Humble lion, me mama, humble lion. Humble lion. No man nah violate from him dep on the scene. The only tenderness him have reserved with the queen. And if you catch a glimpse of him, you know what I mean. Nearly 7 feet of muscle and a size 14. Size 14, him of the 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 size 14. So as you can imagine,
say him alone, I get the healing and my unleash the cure. Everything is for pathetic and with future secure. Future secure. Yes, with future secure. Future secure. Yes, with future secure. And when are the youth them time for forward and we watch them a grow. Brilliant and beautiful and black like a yo. You teach them and inspire them with things them fi know. Like how you catch a princess with the avocado. Avocado, me love 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 the avocado. Me love the avocado.
This song is called Jean Nine, whom I became familiar with in the run of our show, which has reached the sixth, got that granola bar, it's almost done, the 6 month anniversary of the program. This week, the Pandemic Pirate Radio Show from Chicago here on Bleat.network. So yeah, we're gonna revisit some of the artists that, I became aware of for the first time, and some guests that were nice enough to join us. Speaking of, we're going to have Drumspeak on again. Drumspeak joined us a few months ago. Composer, a musician, and just an interesting guy. We heard a little bit of his music at the top there, and we'll do some more. And bring him on live as we get into a Wednesday here. You know, I got to be... I try to be honest. I overslept today. I never do that. So I think that people are just somethinged. They are somethinged these days. So let's see what we can do to get us through everything. In news, the news, of course, is it is the news. A stimulus deal is looking unlikely. Mitch McConnell reportedly warning the White House not to reach an agreement before the election. Even as Nancy Pelosi and Steve Mnuchin made progress in negotiations. So you'll have to figure that one out. I think we're past the deadline there. The Department of Justice hit Google with an antitrust lawsuit. I am eager to know more about this. Is there anybody that doesn't use Google? I mean, there are people that don't use Google, but most people use Google. They have, I think it's a 92% share. Anyway, we'll get into that. The tech giant accused of illegally abusing its dominance in online search and advertising to shut out competitors. NBC News reporting that the parents of more than 500 children who were taken into custody at the border in 2017 as part of the Trump administration's family separation policy still have not been found. That's according to lawyers. An anonymous juror in the Breonna Taylor case said the grand jury was never asked to consider homicide charges against the police officers involved in Taylor's killing. It's from Mother Jones today. The BBC telling us that in Nigeria, soldiers opened fire on hundreds of people who were protesting police brutality in Lagos. Witnesses say there were multiple fatalities. And a NASA spacecraft. God, we need something. We need something. Can we all take off together here? A NASA spacecraft successfully touched down on an asteroid that's been spinning through space for a billion years. I am gonna ring up. I'm absolutely gonna ring up Aaron the News Bear. Maybe tomorrow we'll talk about that. I haven't read about this at all. Repeating our top story: a NASA spacecraft successfully touchdown on an asteroid that's been spinning through space for a billion years. Scientists are hoping the craft will return to Earth with a sample from the asteroid's surface. Sir, this is going to be a long show. It'll be a potato chip. There it is. Listen, I'm going to grab a nap. I'm I'm ready. The water level is rising. It's 14 after the hour. This is Wednesday from Chicago. It's Pandemic Pirate Radio, and let's just give ourselves a break today, could we? The coronavirus has surged across the United States. You're going to hear about that today, probably all week. Earlier surges were defined by concentrated outbreaks in the Northeast and South, but the virus is now simmering across nearly the entire country. We're averaging 59,000 new cases a day. It's on pace to record the most new daily cases of the entire pandemic in the coming days. You know what? I'll stop right there. Let's just do what we've been doing. Let's just do what we've been doing, you and me, all right? Let's just do what we've been doing. They're going to find a vaccine at some point. Not going to be by the election. And until then, we need to control it and contain it. So I would say that. Seven countries reporting at least 100,000 new coronavirus cases in the past week. Argentina, Brazil, Britain, France, India, Russia, and the U.S. have helped push the global total to more than 40.7 million. So I will leave that for you. There's nothing that you can do that you haven't been able to do, and we're going to get through this one. So, in other news, when Sundar Pichai, P-I-C-H-A-I, you know him? Sundar Pichai, when he succeeded Larry Page as the head of Google's parent company in December, he was handed a bag of problems. Shareholders had sued the company, Alphabet, over big financial packages handed to executives. An admired office culture was fraying, and most of all, antitrust regulators were circling. There we are. Can we get them circling there? There they. That's it. Okay, they're circling. Yesterday, the Justice Department accused Google of being a monopoly gatekeeper of the internet. Who knew? One that uses anti-competitive tactics to protect and strengthen its dominant hold over web search and search advertising. Google has generated a vast profit through a recession, a pandemic, and early investigations by the government on five continents. They now are in trouble. Maybe. Mr. Pichai, who's a former product manager, may seem an unlikely candidate to lead his company's fight with the feds. But if the tech industry's bumptious history with antitrust enforcement is any lesson, a caretaker who has reluctantly stepped into the spotlight might be preferable to a charismatic leader born into it. So anyway, Mr. Pichai is 48. He's expected to make the case, as he has for some time, that the company is not a monopoly, even though it has a 92% global market share. That would be 92%. That's a big take a bite out of that. Yeah. Google is good for the country. So goes the corporate message, and has been a humble economic engine, not a predatory job killer. We're gonna take this up on the show here. I need to know more about all this stuff. I can name a few search engines. We all use Google, or most of us do. What did I just say, 92%? I think Bing is a search engine. I just tried DuckDuckGo. Do you know? It's fun to say. So there are alternatives to Google. Why don't people use them? Should they? I don't know. We'll get into that. So anyway, that's making some of the news today. The Google antitrust action. Let's see what else I had for it. Oh, boy, Biden is in the news today. 1998 on this date, Mike Tyson was giving his boxing license back by the Nevada Athletic Commission. They'd taken his license away following his match with Evander Holyfield, Mike bit him on the ear. Yeah, so anyway, they took his boxing license back, and then they gave it back to him on this day in 1998. No worry about the year, I do remember that. We're also going to look into Pablo Neruda. When's the last time we played poetry on the show? On this day in 1971, the Nobel Prize for Literature was awarded to Pablo Neruda, a Chilean poet and diplomat. We have a cool thing that he did about socks. Wow, man, we have all these themes today. We have biting this and that. That's on the bad side. Then we have socks. That's on the good side. We're going to talk about a new group called Tube Socks, which is Drumspeak's newest project. And we have a poem about socks from Pablo Neruda. We do? You want to hear it? All right, here we go. Did you put yours on yet?
Ode to My Socks by Pablo Neruda. Mara Mori brought me a pair of socks, which she knitted herself with her sheep herder's hands. Two socks, as soft as rabbits. I slipped my feet into them, as if they were two cases knitted with threads of twilight and goat skin. Violent socks. My feet were two fish made of wool, two long sharks, sea blue shot through by one golden thread, two immense black birds, two cannons. My feet were honored in this way by these heavenly socks. They were so handsome for the first time, my feet seemed to me unacceptable, like two decrepit firemen unworthy of that woven fire of those glowing socks. Nevertheless, I resisted the sharp temptation to save them, somewhere as schoolboys keep fireflies, as learned men collect sacred texts. I resisted the mad impulse to put them in a golden cage, and each day give them birdseed and pieces of pink melon, like explorers in the jungle who hand over the very rare green deer to the spit and eat it with remorse. I stretched out my feet and pulled on the magnificent socks and then my shoes. The moral of my ode is this: beauty is twice beauty, and what is good is doubly good when it is a matter of two socks made of wool in winter.
Wow. I never heard that before. That is Pablo Neruda about socks. We may play that one again, you know? And why not? And why not? Maybe we will. Need more poetry. I need more socks. I need more sympathy.
Step around.
Sympathy for the Devil. Rolling Stones music. It's Charlie Watts drumming. I'm going to ask our guest who has influenced him in the world of rhythm. And he's coming up here. It's 27 after the hour. It's the Pandemic Pirate Radio Show from Chicago for a Wednesday, the 21st of October. It's Gary Lee Wright. You can always join us in any way that you care to on, you can do it on an email. It's radioanything@gmail.com. You'll leave us a voicemail 24/7 at 844-220-3300. All right, as Vanna White used to say, we want to hear from you. So we kicked off the show with this piece of music. I'm going to play this again real quick. All right, and I'll talk over it because we played it and gave it the respect that it deserved. This is Cocos Nocifera. You hear the birds. Like this guy, drum speak. Should we bring him on? Let's bring him on. Pete, welcome back. Hello.
Hello, Gary. Good to talk to you again.
Hey, it's great to talk to you. That's a piece called Cocos Nucifera. What does that mean?
I have some essential oils, and I was just reading the ingredients.
Yeah.
And that's actually just coconut oil.
Okay.
I think in Latin.
You're gonna say you were ingesting it, and then the idea came to you. It's been a while since we have talked here. I want to talk about your new project, which is called Tube Socks. Man, we're thematically wired today. We had Pablo Neruda's poetry about socks. What? Tell me about Tube Socks, which is a new band name for you all.
Yes. Yeah. So my friend Trevor and I have been making music together for like about 2 years, I think, in December, maybe three, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And he sings and plays guitar and keys. So we've just been making music for a long time and haven't been able to, like, finish anything. And but we finally made some headway. And, yeah, we got a new song coming out, and we came up with a band name, Tube Socks.
Yeah.
That took us a while, but I don't know. We just sort of like the ring of it, and it kind of like lighthearted and kind of fun. So yeah, we got kind of some indie vibes. Our first song, Haze, is coming out pretty soon.
Haze, H-A-Z-E?
Yes.
Okay. I'm noting that. So back up a minute. I'm interested in the whole creative process. So you couldn't finish anything. That sounds depressing as hell, right? I mean, you couldn't finish anything. And then, you had a breakthrough. So what happened there?
So we just have so many songs, and it's the most fun part is really the first like session, you know, like making a beat and making a song at first is really simple and easy,
mm-hmm.
And then once you start trying to like fine tune all the different sounds and really make it the way you want and put those finishing touches, it gets tough. I don't know exactly when the breakthrough came, but we've been mixing with my friend Quinn, who's in a band called Iris Temple, and he's a really good producer. He kind of taught me most of what I know along, like, over the years. But yeah, he said he'd be happy to mix it. So, yeah, I don't know exactly what the breakthrough was. We just, somewhere along the line, we're just like, okay, this song, Haze, is pretty much done. So let's just be done with it and finish it. So now we're into, like, kind of a new creative process, which is fun, is, like, coming up with the artwork and trying to come up with some sort of, like, plan for the release to try to get some plays and some exposure and whatnot.
Well, we're breaking the name here. So yeah, I like exactly. I like Tube Socks. Yeah, our producer on Sparksum, I think you know, noted that she had she was in a band that was called Antibiotic.
Yeah, she told me that.
All right. I got to tell you, listen, years and years ago, I formed a band, and we couldn't figure out what to do. It was like 1, 2, 3, it was like 5 people. So I eventually took everybody's first initial and put it on a big blackboard, and it came out to PD Gamut, P period D period Gamut, G-A-M-E-T. Which sounded, you know, like a, but it was, come on, it was the 70s, man. It sounded like a restaurant. So, so everybody's, so I put up in the blackboard and everybody said, oh, that sucks. So I said, no, you're the G and you're the A. And so anyway, I know what you mean about naming a band, but Tube Socks was a hit. That was the moment when you grabbed that. So.
Yeah, exactly. And, a couple of days ago, my brother, he's a pretty good photographer, and so me and Trevor and my brother went and took some photos, and we went on to some, like, tennis court, and he took some pics of us with, like, Nikes and our Tube Socks up, okay. So I'm pretty excited for the way those pictures came out, so we got a lot of good content to post along with the music.
We'll make sure we have those. We'll put, maybe we can get, I'm sure we'll have some graphic that emerges from you and I chatting. That would be good. We'd like a Tube Sock. I don't think we actually, when I think of it, Pete, I don't think we have any Tube Socks posted on our website at all right now.
Yeah, I wouldn't imagine you do.
Yeah, so this is all electronic music. I hate to sound like an idiot, but this is all electronic music, yes, that you do?
Yeah, no, you don't. It's a combination. So, honestly, this song, Hey, has a pretty live feel, which is fun.
Right.
Like, the drums that we chose, we did play them, like through the computer kind of thing. Right. But we also recorded some of my live drum set and some bongos and shaker and such.
Now, you're going to send me that. I don't have that one. You'll send that one, Haze, by Tube Socks.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm sure Trevor would be happy to come on as well. We could talk about it.
Yeah, no, that sounds good. So, all right, so, we're in that transition period when... I have a pair of actual bongos here, but you know, in the studio, I mean, we can simulate all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's very, I don't know. I think you and I talked about GarageBand when the first time I saw GarageBand, I mean, that was like it was like looking into the cockpit of a jet, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah, that's accurate.
But you have mastered that, or at least you appear to.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely a process. It's actually funny to bring that up because lately I've been trying to, like, sort of diversify my sounds a lot. And whether it be, like, the plugins, like the actual synthesizer-type instruments that you play, it's kind of like an endless pit. Once you realize and start looking on YouTube at different plugins and different sounds you can buy, and it's actually really exciting because, like, it's just... like I said, an endless pit of that. But another cool thing that I've been working on with Quinn, who's the guy who's mixing the Tube Socks single, is we're making our own sample pack. You know what that means exactly?
I do not. Tell us.
Yeah, so you can buy sample packs, and they usually will have a couple loops that you can use as a producer and a lot of one-shots, so just like a snare hit and a kick. And different hi-hats and such that you can just sort of drag and drop and make songs out of.
Right.
So I have a mic here in my basement. It's not super great. It doesn't pick up the drums that well. Like, it's like a mic that'll pick up any sound. So in August, you could hear the cicadas outside.
Yeah.
But my friend Quinn has a better one. So we mic'd my whole drum set and have been working on making our own, like, sounds ourselves. So I'm really excited to finish that, because then I'll be able to just have, like, more sounds to pick from and a lot more live sounds, which I'm excited.
Do you I love cicadas, and now we could get cicadas in. Could we loop a cicada into something?
you probably could, yeah.
Because I have, you know, listen, Pete, I'm going to bring, speaking of mics, this is a live mic out the door here. You hear the birds?
I can hear the cars or something. Oh, yeah. There you go.
There you go. I think this is, you know, we've been trying to sort of mimic nature with music, I guess, something like that. So the idea of you doing, you know, of you recording stuff and sampling it and looping and all that, that speaks to me. What are your aural inspirations? Do you wake up in the middle of the night and say, "Oh, I heard a sound. I want to go out and duplicate that"?
Yeah. Well, I mean, nature. I agree. I don't know if we're like sort of trying to emulate it, or, you know, I think so many people are just sort of inspired by it, and like the actual feelings that we feel and the peace we feel from being in nature. Right. I feel like we try to create music that gives the same feeling. But yeah, I mean, if I'm walking down the street and I hear some particularly loud birds, or, you know, if I'm in a nature preserve, and I hear a creek, or honestly, if I'm like cooking up some eggs, that has a really nice sizzle sound.
Listen, dude, I have a database of about 300 sound effects right here within inches of my fingers. I almost reached over and cooked you an egg there, or whatever we were just talking about. So, but I mean, it's interesting. Pete, you know, the world is so visual in the way that we view it. And I was thinking about, you know, we were talking about the radio show and the fact that the internet, it's all visual. It's graphics and it's video and it's words. The sense of sound, I think, you know, the brain processes sound faster than anything else. And yet you are, you know, we're both in the sound business, and we're trying to get people to pay attention to what they hear.
Yeah. Yeah. Pay attention to what they hear, and also pay some money to hear it, you know?
I think that sounds good. How is the music business? I must ask you. Sometimes we say show business, sometimes it's show and sometimes it's business. So what about that? How's the show and how's the business? Sounds like the show's good.
Yeah, you know, there's plenty of time to be working on music. It's not my full-time gig, so thankfully I'm in an okay place. But it definitely, I'm feeling for, like, especially like audio engineers who do live shows, like, there's really nothing you can do that then. What I've noticed over the last couple of months, I follow a lot of musicians and different bands I look up to on, like, Instagram, and they're posting a lot more merch lately.
I'm sorry, posting what?
More merch, like more T-shirts and
merchandise.
Okay. Trying to get money that way, which I think is kind of cool, because, I mean, I don't know exactly what else to do. It's actually fun. There's this band called Sure Sure, and it was, I think, in May. But Trevor in Tube Socks, he invited me to their virtual concert, and they were just playing four different shows. They called it, like, the apartment tour.
Yeah.
And each night they would play a show out of a different room in their apartment. So they'd be advertising it, like, catch us tomorrow in the laundry room. Bound to be a good show.
This is so cool.
Yeah, I mean, people are getting creative, that's for sure.
Pete, you know, everybody keeps saying, we've never seen anything like this pandemic thing. I'm somewhat old, and I've never seen anything like this pandemic thing. People of your generation, I mean, you're doing creative stuff in the face of an incredible challenge. I tell you, as a student of history, I mean, like the Great Depression in the 30s and all these times, they generated Incredible art. So,
That's a good point. There's a lot of good music coming out these days.
So speaking of, let me. I'm gonna play Let Go here.
Okay.
And so to summarize here, you've got a thing going on with Tube Socks. You are bringing out something, and what's the name of that? Haze is the name of that record. Haze.
Yes.
All right, you're gonna send me that. We'll give that a spin.
Of course, okay. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Wow, this is cool. And listen, you're a regular now.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
We have you.
Funny, you know, we spoke last. I think, like we said, in June or May.
Yeah.
And the pandemic was so new, and now here we are, and it's nearly November. We're kind of still in the same situation, but hopefully next time we chat. We'll have a little more progress. We'll see. Maybe even a new president.
You think?
Sure hope so.
Listen, I'm going to do a shot of Coco's Nucifera right now in your honor. Pete from Drum Speak. Have a great day today, man.
Yeah, thank you, Gary. Great talking to you.
This is called Let Go. You want a pair of good headphones for that one. And I happen to be wearing a set here. That's Drum Speak. Let Go is the name of that. I just love that stuff. What's the word? Layered. This is a man who uses sound very well. Hey, thanks, Pete. And we'll have him on again, and we're going to talk about that new band called Tube Socks and all of that stuff. It's 13 before the hour. It's Gary Lee Wright on the Pandemic Pirate Radio Show from Bleat.network. Once again, you got something to say? Let's hear it. You can attach a voice memo to an email to radioanything@gmail.com, or you can leave us a voice. voice memo 24/7, actually, at 844-220-3300. And I'm not a, people send us stuff. I'm not opposed to you playing a lick of music or something. Whatever you've got, just record it and send it on. Unlikely we won't play it. I got to tell you. I get interesting stuff from people. As the show rolls, we'll have more of that. So anyway, today, the 21st of October, always an opportunity to talk about things that have happened in the past and the present and the future. We talked about, let's see here, Pablo Neruda winning the Nobel Prize in 71. I'm telling you, I'm almost inclined to play the Sox poem again. Maybe we'll do that before we get out of here. Mike Tyson, we talked about getting his boxing license back after biting someone. And Carrie Fisher would have had a birthday today. Played Princess Leia in the Star Wars films. She was born, let's see here. I'm not sure when. She was daughter of a celebrity couple there, Eddie Fisher. And I'm looking to... Anyway, she passed away on the 27th of December in 2016. One fun fact from the research department. She had a brief affair with Freddie Mercury and David Bowie. Although I don't think at the same time. I don't think it was menage a trois. I think it was first Freddie and then David. She also had an affair with Harrison Ford during when they were filming Star Wars. I think everybody had an affair with Harrison Ford. No. And then I wanted to segue to something somewhat serious today. This is we don't usually do this. This is a death anniversary. A guy whose name is John T. Scopes. Scopes in back? Yes. Yeah, the Scopes trial. Scopes was a teacher who was convicted for teaching evolution. That's, I know. No, sit down. Sit down. That's Bonzo. Well, they resisted the idea. Evolution, does that mean we're related to monkeys? It was illegal to teach about human evolution in any state-funded school back in 1925. Tennessee had passed the Butler Act, prohibiting any teaching that denied the divine right of God. So, you know what an evolutionary chart looks like. It's really hard to see the monkeys and us in the same line of succession and not think that, you know, maybe there was something going on there. Anyway, Scopes was eventually found guilty and fined $100. On appeal, the state Supreme Court acquitted Scopes on a technicality. But this went on a long time. I think I got this right here. They didn't appeal the Butler Act until 1967. And that was the Scopes trial. Let's see here. What else can I pull out of my head? I think Williams Jennings Bryan was somewhere in the... I think he was part of that. Clarence Darrow played one of the attorneys. We have a clip. We do. This is a clip of a movie that is worth watching. It's called Inherit the Wind, about whether or not we are related to monkeys. You must be joking.
I object. On what grounds? Is it possible that something is holy to the celebrated agnostic?
Yes. The individual human mind. In a child's power to master the multiplication table, there is more sanctity than in all your shouted amens and holy holies and hosannas. An idea is a greater monument than a cathedral. And the advance of man's knowledge is a greater miracle than all the sticks turned to snakes or the parting of the waters. But now, are we to forego all this progress because Mr. Brady now frightens us with a fable? Gentlemen, progress has never been a bargain. You have to pay for it. Sometimes I think there's a man who sits behind a counter and says, all right, you can have a telephone, but you lose privacy and the charm of distance.
Madam, you may vote, but at a price. You lose the right to retreat behind the powder puff or your petticoat. Mister, you may conquer the air, but the birds will lose their wonder, and the clouds will smell of gasoline. Darwin took us forward to a hilltop, from where we could look back and see the way from which we came. But for this insight and for this knowledge, we must abandon our faith in the pleasant poetry of Genesis.
We must not abandon faith. Faith is the most important thing.
Then why did God plague us with the power to think? Mr. Brady, why do you deny the one faculty of man that raises him above the other creatures of the earth? The power of his brain to reason. What other merit have we? The elephant is larger, the horse is swifter and stronger, the butterfly is far more beautiful, the mosquito is more prolific, even the simple sponge is more durable. What does a sponge think?
I don't know. I am a man, not a sponge.
What do you think a sponge thinks?
If the Lord wishes a sponge to think, it thinks.
Do you think a man should have the same privilege as a sponge?
Of course.
This man wishes to be accorded the same privilege as a sponge. He wishes to think.
Boy, if I had a SpongeBob sound effect right here, wouldn't
all
that?
Right, is everybody ready?
Well, I don't have one. That's sort of an evolution riff, don't you think? Smokey Robinson. As we end the program for Wednesday, thanks for joining us. This has actually been a kind of a blast for me today. Thanks again to Pete from DrumSpeak. Tomorrow, Tim Walsh, the guy who invented Blurt and Tribond, and he has a new toy for us. That's going on. And we will dip into weird laws. It could get people in trouble. I have a list of them here. Ooh, pretty good, pretty good. But we just can't get away from the biting thing. We had Mike Tyson. And did you know that in Utah, there's no biting during an ultimate fight match? That's it? Oh my goodness. This Widecast produced by Natasha Rodriguez. See ya.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. Much more than I ever knew, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.